Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Football Fig Nuts Podcast. This is Season 7, Episode 27. Overall, it's 302 episodes, and if you forgot me, I'm Craig.
Welcome back, Craig. I'm Sean.
Thank you. I'm back. I am, like, 80% better, so I'll try to get through this whole thing without coughing. I can't guarantee anything. I do have two mute buttons, so hopefully I click them fast enough in case I do start coughing, but I'm here. How are you?
I'm doing good. Can't complain.
Good, good.
I'm on a regular run here. I've done like three episodes, and
oh yeah, it's true.
Since the Super Bowl ended, so
that's true. Well, we like having you on here, so it's all good.
And I enjoy bantering with you guys.
Good, that's good. I mean, it is enjoyable. I mean, some people might not like it, but you know, we do. That's all that matters. But let's start where we always start. Sean, what are you drinking?
I am drinking from Norbrook Farm Brewery in Connecticut, the Mount Pisgah Ale IPA.
All right. Have you had this before?
I have not.
Okay.
It's from Colebrook, Connecticut. 6.8% alcohol by volume, and whoosh.
All right, Adrian, you're right out of the can
here.
Or are you
I'm pouring it into the
perfect.
Oh, that's enjoyable. That is very enjoyable.
Oh. Anything in particular about it? Like?
It's got like a little like sweetness to it, but I don't know from what.
And what kind of hops are in it, does it say?
We've got Citra, Mosaic, Amarillo, and El Dorado. Then balanced with pale wheat and caramel malts.
Oh, well, there's your sweetness.
There you go. Yep, there's my sweetness.
Awesome. So would you drink it again, or would you buy it again?
I would. I would drink this again.
Good, good. So a little side story for me. So, you know, I've been on drugs since, I don't like the beginning of the year. I don't remember. I lost track.
Legal drugs.
I went from having a sinus infection to right after I stopped the drugs for that, like literally the next day, I got like tested positive for COVID. Then I was sick. Then I developed, I don't know if my sinus infection never went away or it just came back in some rage induced form. But that's what I've been dealing with like the last 3 weeks. So that's been fun. I am mostly better. I still probably sound weird, but like I said, I'm probably like 75-ish% better. So Sean was nice enough to bring back a bunch of beer from his trip to Maine. And over the weekend, because today is Wednesday, so between Sunday and yesterday, I finished all of it because I went back to the doctor's today, and lo and behold, I have more drugs. So that's where I'm at. It was very good. They were very good beer, so thank you.
That was the beginning of like February.
That was. They have been sitting chilled in my fridge waiting for me to open them. So what I have with me tonight is just an Athletic Light is what I have with me tonight. So because, you know, there's nothing in this really. I think it's about the same amount of alcohol and orange juice, I think, in this.
Oh, my goodness.
Because technically orange juice does have alcohol in it. So just from how it's made. But yeah, that's what I have. And a quick another sidebar, again, because I haven't been here. I really enjoy Athletic Brewing. I really like their stuff.
I know you do.
It's very good, especially for those who want to watch their calories or alcohol intake. But, you know, they have gotten very big, which is very good for them. They're like literally worldwide now. And so they've grown from the little brewery they had in Lordship, Connecticut. They moved to Milford, Connecticut, in a much, much bigger, more modernized facility, which is great. But the thing about Lordship, it was a tap room, you know? You were there. You can just go there and just try whatever you wanted. It was great. And you can buy any, like, the experimental stuff that they were doing. They're very short-run beers. They had them, usually, and you could buy them. During COVID, I did try having it shipped once, and it was a terrible, terrible mistake. If you live somewhere that you're near a brewery, don't do shipping. It's not worth it. Unless they're personally, like, shipping it, you know. They have like a van or something and come around and drop it off. But this is over like UPS. And I remember it was cold out, and I heard the truck, and I looked down the camera, and I saw the dude, and he threw the box onto the steps, and the beer exploded.
Yep.
Yeah, so I was not thrilled. So I was like, never again. So I would just go there and pick it up because they were open on Fridays and Saturdays. You can just go into like the lobby and they had a whole thing set up. You can buy the beer.
Mm-hmm.
Unbeknownst to me, I almost drove there this weekend to get some. And I'm glad I didn't because I checked online because I forgot the hours. I looked and they were like, oh, it's temporarily closed. Like they're not doing pickup right now. I'm like,
yeah,
what in the hell? Like they didn't post it anywhere. Like, if I didn't look at the website, I would have driven to Milford for no reason.
Yeah.
So that was kind of annoying. Kind of annoying. But, yeah. All right. There's been a lot of moves in free agency. I know, like, we always say this is the quiet time of the year, but this is the time, like, this month, like, between after the Super Bowl and before the draft, like, free agency usually goes pretty crazy. But I feel like this year, compared to the last couple of years, it has really kind of exploded this year.
It did.
So I don't know if you have any burning hot take, because I really don't, since there's so much free agent stuff we can talk about. But if you have a burning hot take, please feel free. I don't personally have one, though.
You know, I really don't have a burning hot take either.
Okay, that's cool.
I mean, everything has just been free agency, free agency, free agency. Oh my God, this guy's signing, this guy's signing, this guy's signing. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it started the second day the legal tampering period happened. My Bears, like, the first one that I got was, hey, we're signing D'Andre Swift. It's like, huh, they're going to be active. And then it was like crickets.
That was it.
Them. I mean, they have made a couple of moves. You know, some fill some needs and stuff like that. Nothing else very big splash, I guess you want to say. But you know, the biggest thing was re-signing Jalen Johnson. You know, getting him off that franchise tag, knowing that he's going to be there. I mean, other than that, and signing Swift, it was a bunch of, you know, kind of eh. But after that, it was like that D'Andre Swift, like, mentioned, it was like all of a sudden this, you know, they're going to sign. And it's just been nonstop since. I mean, even still, now we got people getting cut, you know, like Mike Williams has been cut and, you know, now he's the top wide receiver on the board.
Yeah, for now anyway. I don't know. Like, you know, I'm sure other people are going to show up, but actually, and you haven't heard anything about the Bears doing anything with Fields yet, right?
And there's the other thing. Everyone's talking in the media about, oh, they're going to do this before free agency, to get the plan. Well, I guess they didn't get what they really wanted. And now all these dominoes are falling of this quarterback's going here, Kirk Cousins going to Atlanta, where, you know, thought he was going to get, you know, Fields was going to get traded to. The Commanders, but you know, there was thought maybe they do that instead of picking a quarterback, but that's not going to happen. They're going to pick their quarterback with that second pick. It's just now it's like a wait and see. Now I think their best option, although it's horrible, is to wait until the season starts. Unless they decide to keep Fields and they go elsewhere, but it doesn't seem that's what's going to happen. But keep Fields, draft your quarterback, Caleb Williams probably, and wait and see if, you know, you have a, well, then you have a backup, a good one. But we all know quarterbacks get injured. Just look at last year. Many, many, many quarterbacks got injured, and trade them then for a team that's desperate, that's going to give you something more that you want. So.
Yeah, no, that's definitely true. And since you brought, like, before we, you know, we're going to go down, like, the list. But the other big thing, like you mentioned, was Kirk Cousins signing.
Mm-hmm.
He signed a four-year deal worth $180 million. And that included $100 million of guaranteed money with the Falcons.
Uh-huh.
He's made over $230 million with his time with the Vikings and the, and I almost said the old name, the Commanders. So that means if he plays all 4 years in Atlanta, he's going to make over $400 million. Now,
yep.
I want you to think about this. Kirk Cousins has proven with this contract, has proven you don't need to win anything to make money. Kirk Cousins has one playoff win. One playoff win.
With, yeah, with Minnesota. One playoff win, right?
I'm pretty sure, yeah, because I don't think the Commanders are in the playoffs.
No? Okay. I know for sure it's page, definitely one.
I had the page open and then it closed, but yeah. we'll double check.
I know it was one playoff win with Minnesota. So, yeah, that's a pretty good amount of money for one playoff win.
And overall, his overall record is 78-70-2.
I did not know that, actually. Oh, my God. Yeah.
So
78-70-2. Mm-hmm. And we all know he's Mr. 1 o'clock.
That's right.
Nothing past 1 o'clock. Can't have that primetime game.
Nope. his average, like, you know, some averages, his average yards per game is like 263 yards a game. His quarterback rating is percentage is 66.9, and he has a little over 40,000 yards. And he has, let me see, 270 touchdowns and 110 interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been sacked 304 times.
Yeah.
So I was trying to, like, this isn't the page I had open with his playoff record. But, like, I don't understand it. I don't understand where this brings quarterbacks now, because you had Mahomes got the giant contract for $500 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Lamar got a giant contract. I don't remember how much it was. And then Burrow got his ginormous contract.
Well, let's not forget the fully guaranteed Deshaun Watson contract.
Yeah, well, that was just funny because the Browns are the Browns, and that's what they do. That's what they do. So, again, but it was still like a giant contract. But at least with the exception of the Watson contract, the other three people on the list have actually produced something in relative short amount of times that they've been playing.
Mm-hmm.
So you can justify the large sums of money. How do you justify Kirk Cousins? How? Kirk Cousins had arguably the best receiver in the league in Minnesota. And what happened? Nothing. Like, how do you justify it? Because I can't.
Can you? You know, they have that all I need to know about you. It's a hello.
Hello. Hello. Still there.
Okay. Gotcha. We're still there. Sorry about that.
Yep. Nope. You're good.
But all I need to know about you, where I'm watching Kirk. I can't remember if this was the playoff game, but it was a very important game. Maybe it was one to get into the playoff. I don't even remember, but he's gets the ball. They need to get a first down to keep the live, you know, playoff berth live or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like fourth and more than 10, probably like 15. And he's, you know, they're pressed. They get a little pressure on him. He looks around. He, instead of flinging it down the field to, well, you know, not haphazardly, but throwing it down the field to a wide receiver that could potentially get them that first down, what's he do before the pressure can get to him? Oh, look, there's Hockenson. Boop. Little 4-yard pass, and their season's over. And that's all you need to know about Kirk Cousins.
Yep. Okay, and here's the playoff record. In 2013 in Washington, they played Seattle. They lost. However, I think they were losing, and he was only in for like 3 plays. So okay. I won't really count him on that, but technically he was in it. So it counts as a loss.
Okay.
2016, Washington versus Green Bay. He went 29 for 46. He threw for 329 yards, and they lost.
Mm-hmm.
2020 with the Vikings, they played the Saints. They won. He was 19 for 31, 242 yards and a touchdown.
Mm.
And then that was his win. And then the following game in the divisional round, Minnesota played the 49ers, and they lost. And he was 21 for 29 with 172 yards and a touchdown and interception. Mm-hmm. Then, in 2023, the Vikings played the Giants, and they lost.
Yeah.
And he was 31 for 39 with two touchdowns and no interceptions. So, I don't know what Atlanta's expecting. Is Atlanta like playing this like a fantasy league? Like
they're expecting, well, look, oh at Kirk my
Cousins,
god.
Like fantasy wise, Kirk Cousins is an amazing quarterback. Was that mm-hmm. more Justin Jefferson? I don't know. We'll see, but you know, we'll find out. But I don't know. I really don't know what Atlanta is expecting.
They're expecting, oh my god, my this pan could play better than Desmond Ridder. Let's get Kirk Cousins. I don't care if he's on one leg.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, that's true, too. And he's coming off major surgery. I mean, granted, wait, did he break his knee or was that his Achilles?
It was Achilles.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. They're thinking we just need that quarterback to get this talent that we have over the hump.
And what talent is that? I mean, Drake London's good. Kyle Pitts, I don't even know if he's still a tight end. Like, I don't know.
I can't blame him though. He's had horrible quarterback play and a horrible coach. But and Bijan, you know, and then you have Bijan, this all world wonder. But
yeah,
so they have weapons.
They do.
So we'll see.
And it's a new coach. So I mean, there's going to be a lot of adjustments. So I guess we'll see.
Where do we go? I mean, they were what, 7-10 or something like that. Now they'll be what, 10-7, getting to the playoffs because their division's going to be horrible. Maybe they even win the division and then out in the first round. I mean, that's what's going to happen, right?
Likely. I mean, who else is in there? So yeah, they have the Panthers, the Saints, and the Bucks.
I'm scared of all those teams.
I guess. The Bucks. I am still disappointed in the Saints. Like, I had such high hopes for the Saints this last season. they ruined it. Completely ruined it. but yeah, let's go. Since we already used up like half of our time. Actually, we have more time because we didn't really record a lot.
All right.
But yeah, we're good. Oh. But hey, no, let's go down. I mean, unless you have anything else you want to bring up, but we can just go down some free agent signings beyond Kirk Cousins and Mr. Swift.
Oh, well, non football news.
Sure.
Breaking.
Yeah.
Padres are getting the White Sox ace Dylan Cease.
Oh, are they?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Yankee fans, you're not getting them.
that's good since the MRI showed some inflammation and such.
Mm.
And, he's gonna be out. Garrett Cole's gonna be out for 1 to 2 months at least. So thank God they didn't want to pay Yamamoto more than Garrett Cole because Garrett Cole might get offended. Great. That's wonderful. Good job. Stupid. You know what? Sean? I'll say this publicly right now. If I was making I'm just going to throw out a random number. If I was making $190 million and the team offered you $210 million, I wouldn't care.
Mm-hmm.
I would not care at all. So I'm just saying. It's a dumb
So we're
excuse.
Talking a little off air, and yeah, we'll get to like other signings and stuff. But with the signings that have happened, we talked about a little bit, who do we feel? And I think we both agreed that we both feel that the best free agency winners right now are probably the Houston Texans to go along with their big trade of getting your longtime
sad
on the train Joe Mixon.
sad. Yeah, you know, the Texans have spent the most money so far in free agency. I'm assuming the way things are going, they're probably going to be the ones that spend the most money. But I think they had a really good team last year, so I think these signings are going to do nothing but help them, and maybe the Texans are finally going to be the place where players don't go to end their careers.
Who would have thought? Who would have thought that the Texans were the place people want to go? I mean, it looked like a few years ago that it was like a dumpster fire, and it was.
Oh, it definitely was.
And now, just changing leadership and drafting the right quarterback, and all of a sudden,
yep, they had because they re-signed Dalton Schultz. Because remember when he first went there after Dallas, and we were all like, yeah, I guess he's done. but they signed him to a new 3-year deal that was $36 mm-hmm. million. Dollars. They re-signed, what's his name, Noah Brown.
Mm-hmm.
They got mixed. Now, listen, I am shocked. Anyone who's a Bengal fan is shocked because the Bengals do not trade people. Like, it's not a thing at all. So I'm kind of shocked that they traded Mixon because I guess he did have 1 year left on his, he was under like a 2-year contract. So, you know, I guess it's better that they traded for him because at least they got a 7th round pick back for him. So at least they got something instead of him just walking away.
Yeah.
So that's good. But yeah, I think the Texans, so far are doing pretty well. They also got a defensive end as well.
Daniel Hunter and Azeez Al-Shear, the linebacker. So, I do think they have done probably so far the best job mm-hmm. of filling out their roster
mm-hmm.
and taking care of their biggest holes. So my question is, who do you think is second? The next best.
Next best, huh? That's a good question. I'm just looking over like the list of people.
Mm-hmm. I'll go.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
I think, even though they are got a long way to go, I think Carolina did a pretty good job. They are like, you know what? If we're gonna get this team better, we gotta make the trenches better. So they signed Robert Hunt, Damian Lewis, two offensive linemen. They got Ashawn Robinson, a defensive lineman, and Josie Jewell, a linebacker. You know, they're trying to get the trenches done, so that makes it, you know, everything else easier once you get those trenches done.
No, that is true. And
then they also traded for Deontay Johnson. Try to give their quarterback
something.
Trying to give him something.
Really quick. Breaking news. Joe Flacco is a Colt.
Really? I thought for sure he was going to stay in Cleveland.
$8.7 million, including $4.5 guaranteed. So, good for him.
So wait, so he's going to go back up Richardson now. Okay.
It looks like it. I mean, you know what? If Richardson missed the majority, did he miss the majority or is it like half? I forgot when he got hurt. But, Flacco would be good to have, you know, around for a younger quarterback. So I think that's...
Completely different styles though, but you know.
different styles, but you can still help him read defenses and what to do when you think you're about to like die when someone's going to sack mm-hmm. you. So those things I think carry over to the position. Let's see. I don't know. Some signings, like I just don't see how they're going to work.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I don't see how they're going to work, how the team thinks they're going to work. So I guess we can, it still kind of goes down the list since we're just talking about random teams, but
yeah.
But the Titans signed Calvin Ridley to a 4-year deal for $92 million. So he's going to be there with DeAndre Hopkins, who, let's face it, you know, he was very good, but he's on the tail end of his career.
Yep, he's going to be more of the possession guy, I guess.
Then there's Treylon Burks, who I'm a fan of, but I don't know how it's going to go yet. And then Will Levis is there, and they just signed Mason Rudolph. They just gave him like $3 million, like here, show up tomorrow or something. I don't know.
I think you got to give Levis the opportunity. give him this year. Definitely.
You know, and they still have Malik Willis, who I don't even know why he's still there. You know, and historically, Titans aren't, and I know because they had Derrick Henry, but they're never really a big passing team.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll see how it goes. But that's a lot of money.
So, so another question I had, you know, we're in that New York area, obviously. Saquon goes to the Eagles.
Yep.
How? I mean, I have heard my wife is a Giants fan, and she's like, I can't believe he did this. I can't believe it's like, babe, it's about the money. It's not. There's no rivalries anymore like that. Like that. Never be caught dead playing for this team, whatever. No,
I mean, doesn't I guess happen. maybe some people feel that way, but overall, yeah, but it's money.
It's money, and you know, just funny, you know, like people calling in saying, I named my dog Barkley, now I gotta change it. The dog's like 4 years old. You gonna change it?
Just call him Bark.
Bark.
The dog's only gonna hear like the first part of it anyway, so you're you know. It's fine.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but it's about the money, especially with running backs who all, you know, all say that they don't get paid enough or there's a conspiracy against paying them. That conspiracy is run by Cinch. Just throwing it out there.
I mean, for as much as they don't want, you know, you don't need running backs, they all went pretty darn quickly once free agency started. All the ones that were available, you know, I mean... I think so. I mean, Josh Jacobs went here, and they didn't get paid an exorbitant amount of money. They all, I mean, what was the highest? Maybe like $13 million a year.
I think Saquon got the most. I think.
But they all got about around the $10 to $13 million range. These higher echelon running backs,
and they were all holding out for like more. Like on their original contracts.
Yeah, I think they just kind of realized that wasn't going to happen. So let me get as much as I can, I guess. Yeah. But you know, I mean that Josh Jacobs signing is a little interesting to me.
Well, I mean, if you look at because I think AJ Dillon's going to wind up on the Cowboys.
How about that? That's some disappointing. Everyone thought that you know, I mean, I know they're. Cap is not great, but they did what? One person? They re-signed their long snapper?
Who, the Cowboys?
Yeah, that's it. That's all they've done in free agency.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, if they get Dillon, then they'll do something.
I mean, they lost Pollard. They need to do something. I mean...
Yep.
Pollard's gone.
It's a quick sidebar. Did you see the picture of Dak?
No,
he like shaved his. He grew his.
Oh yes,
his goatee
yes,
is more
that.
Like shaped now, and he shaved his head. So he looks,
I did see that.
He looks different. And then Jalen Hurts shaved his goatee, so now he looks like he's 55. I don't know why the goatee made him look younger, but him without it, he looks older. Usually, it's all the way around. But yeah, let's see. Who else do we have?
But again, that kind of deal with like Green Bay signing Josh Jacobs and then releasing Aaron Jones. I don't know. I guess Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones
is a little
can
bit more,
be hurt on the Vikings for.
I guess
8 months.
I guess, but I mean, when he was there, he.
Yeah, when he played. When he
yeah, I know, but Josh Jacobs hasn't been like injury free either.
No, that's true. I think Aaron Jones was more consistently hurt than Josh Jacobs.
Maybe.
Because I remember seeing Aaron Jones, like, I think it was like the second or third week, and he grabbed his hamstring, and then he's laying on the sideline, and they're trying to stretch him out. I'm like, yep, he's done. And he didn't come back until, what, like sometime in December?
Yeah.
Let's see. Who else big?
I mean... Yeah. How about Baker re-signing with the?
I mean, I guess Tampa Bay doesn't like the playoffs. I don't know what to say about that. I mean, I guess they didn't really have a choice. I mean, who else were they going to get? They were not going to get a quarterback in the draft.
They could have traded for Justin Fields.
They could have. They could have. Would you want a baker as a bear?
No.
Not even a little.
No. He could have gone tested free agency. Go by. I'd rather take my chances with Caleb Williams.
Sure. Yeah, you keep telling yourself that's who you're going to get. That's fine.
So you still feel like he's not going to accept the being drafted by the Bears?
Nope. Or some team the day of is going to call the Bears and offer them some insane trade, and they're going to say okay.
I would love that.
I mean, that's a better idea.
That's only if you they believe Fields is the guy, because
I'm not sure that they do.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I can't tell. I don't know if they do. But you know who did get cut? Michael Thomas.
Okay. Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas is no longer a Saint, and I don't know if he's really going to play anywhere else. It's like he got hurt a couple seasons ago, and he was never. I mean, and granted, the quarterback changed, and you know, not everyone is Drew Brees, but I feel like he was never the same after his initial injury.
I agree. Combination of the quarterback and the injury. And I don't know. I think it was also his, because he's a little bit of a diva, you know, he's one of those
a little bit.
So I think that played into this whole thing as well somehow, but that's just my opinion.
A little bit. So I don't know if he's going to wind up anywhere. He might be like OBJ who also got cut. And just like wind up in a random team for a year.
Mm-hmm. So I do have two more questions with free agency stuff. Is one of them, I think we might have brought it up, but the Derrick Henry signing with Baltimore, does that bring them over the top? Does that bring them to the spot where they are now can dethrone the Kansas City Chiefs?
No.
Can they dethrone the Cincinnati Bengals? I mean, they already were ahead of them this year.
As long as Burrow stays healthy, no, I don't see them winning the division.
I mean, your Cincinnati Bengals have a lot of questions. They have no more Joe Mixon.
They signed Zach Moss.
Zach Moss. Okay.
I guess looking at it, he's more of an explosive runner. But yeah, well, you know, I'll get on the Zach Moss bus. when I actually see it.
I mean, he had a short burst of when he had the whole stage to himself where he did well. But then towards the end, he kind of started to die down and they, you know, I mean, obviously they were going to give it back to Jonathan Taylor anyway, but he didn't help himself argue that case towards the end there.
Right.
So... I think he got a little tired. I don't know if he can handle the full load. That's the question. A very grumpy T. Higgins who wants to be traded, apparently.
No. Well, see, the problem with T. Higgins is that, I love T. Higgins, but last year he was very banged up. Not that that was his fault. He's pretty much his ribs were being held together with duct tape at one point.
Don't blame me. I know. I had drafted him.
He likes it there. He wants to stay there. And I think the problem is they tagged him. So I think the I want to be traded thing came up for them to like force more contract talks. So he's going to be there this year. And so hopefully they figure out for him to stay.
So actually what I heard is that the talks didn't go very far. And then they tagged him without telling him, like, hey, we're going to tag you and try to continue working on a deal. Mm-hmm. And they just were like, you're tagged. And he didn't take very good exception to that. He would like to have been, you know.
Oh, yeah, no, I see that.
Bold.
Teams, I don't know. I think all teams are guilty of that. They just do it and then tell players later or tell their agents later. So, yeah, I mean, that's a stupid team move. They definitely should have told him at some point. And I think he knew it was going to happen, too, especially with changes that they knew were coming. Like, let's face it, they spent a lot of money on several people. So, again, you know, teams are a business. So this is a time of year where, sadly, it comes down to, like, spreadsheets. And there's not enough money for everyone, which is the sad part.
Mm.
Like, I honestly don't know how the Chiefs are spending all this money. I'm pretty sure they're laundering money through selling, through collecting art. Because I have no idea where they got all this money from.
creative contracts. I mean, they're talking about reworking a... I've actually heard this one rumor. They're reworking Patrick Mahomes' contract to free up some cap space. And then trading with your Cincinnati Bengals for T. Higgins.
Nah, I can't
see. The only thing, though, is that if they do that, because he's tagged, they're automatically giving up two firsts. You have to give up two firsts for a tagged player. Yep.
Oh, I did not know that was the rule.
I mean, granted, the one this year is 32, and the one next year will probably be 30 in the 30s as well.
Mm-hmm. Probably. But so, still, I mean, they are first-round picks. But I did not know that. I can't see them.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see them doing that, because then there would be Jamar Chase and then no one else.
Yeah, because you don't have Tyler Boyd anymore.
No. Nope. Because he's probably going to wind up on the Steelers of all places.
Interesting.
I mean, yeah.
So my second other note that I had about this is with all this stuff going on, right now, the number one quarterback in, well, there's two. Number one quarterback in Minnesota is Sam Darnold. They really going to go a year with Sam Darnold? Are they drafting one?
Are they going to make another? I mean, I hope this is, all right, look. I was a fan of Sam Darnold. It didn't work out because the Jets cannot mold quarterbacks because they always have defensive coaches and they don't know what the hell they're doing with quarterbacks. So this is Sam's chance. He is now on a team with one of the top receiver in the league. And if he screws this up, he's done.
Mm-hmm. the second best.
Yeah.
Wide receiver.
Yep.
A rookie who was very good last year in Addison.
Yep.
And Hawkinson. One of the best tight ends in the game. So if he can't do it there.
Yeah. And with a new, new running back who may or may not be hurt, but still. So this is his chance, and I wish him well. And maybe not when he plays your Bears, but, you know, I hope he has a good season.
He sees ghosts, so, you know, I don't know. The other one was the Vegas Raiders. Right now, their top quarterback is Gardner Minshew.
You know what? Maybe the Raiders will win the division.
Is the stash gonna the other stash gonna get the chance to start there?
You know, I hope so, because who else is there?
I mean, they paid him $25 million for 2 years, so it's not like starter money, but it's not like it's not really backup money either. Maybe it is. I don't know.
Yeah. Well. Okay. So with the new quarterback, like, where do you see? Like, what do you see the Raiders' record as?
With Minshew?
Yes.
What was their record last year?
I'd have to look it up.
I don't see them winning more than, and I'm probably giving them games there. I don't see them winning more than seven. I mean, they're in that West with the Chargers and the Chiefs, so that, you know, they're losing those games. I mean, Denver, they might be able to win.
They were 8-9.
8-9. Yeah, they're not going to do that.
No, you don't think they'll be like 11-6?
Well, they don't. So their starting quarterback is Gardner Minshew. Their starting running back at the moment is Zamir White, just to put it in perspective.
Right. And Devontae Adams is still there.
He is still there. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I was giving him seven.
Wow.
But, yeah.
And here's my other question for you, because this is another big free agency. Do you think the Chargers are just resetting the whole team? Because Eckler is gone.
I mean, the problem is that they were all in, I guess you want to call it, and they were right at the cap, and they're over the cap now.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, when that happens, you have to make some sacrifices. And so their sacrifices, yes, they're cutting Mike Williams, who, truthfully, he was injured most of the time.
True.
Austin Eckler, who showed signs of slowing down a lot.
And he went to the Commanders.
He did. I mean, I like Gus Edwards. I think he's a very, what's the word? Okay, running back. That's not a lot of movement. I think they had a very talented roster, and they still do. I would like them to have something a little better at running back than Gus Edwards. I mean, maybe they believe in something, you know, like a 1-2 punch. But I like Justin Herbert. And Harbaugh's going to get the most out of that team. So I want to see where it goes. I mean, obviously they had to do something because of their cap stuff. So maybe it's not this year. Maybe it's next year.
Maybe because they, they don't know if they're going to re-sign Bosa and what's his name, the other receiver,
Keenan Allen,
because they're both due bonuses at the end of this week if they stay on the team.
I mean, you keep, if anything, I mean, I know you've already done Mike Williams, but you keep Bosa and you let Allen go. I mean,
so you just start over with receivers.
Yeah, you're gonna have to at that point. I mean, Keenan Allen's in his late 30s now, where Bosa is still young and good. So,
yeah,
you gotta find a way to keep Bosa. Keenan Allen,
Allen is no longer the best receiver in the AFC West. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, well, I mean, it could be difficult, but they have a high draft pick, so they could get a very good wide receiver, rookie wide receiver, and they have, I mean, Palmer's a very serviceable wide receiver. They still have Quentin Johnson, who's, you know, they're thinking is going to be able to be a decent receiver, but that it would be a rookie that as their number one, that's the high profile guy, because they're what, they're drafting fifth,
I think.
So I mean, I'm thinking they're crossing their fingers, hoping Arizona doesn't go with Marvin Harrison Jr. and they get to take him, because that would be a guy that's rookie year could still, you know, could do what Justin Jefferson did his rookie year. So
true, it definitely could happen. Trying to see who else was big notable, because there is a giant.
I'm sure
there's
there
a giant
are.
List. I mean, a lot of it is positions that
it is
don't
it is
directly
a lot,
affect
yeah.
GFS. I mean, a little bit, but you know, not too much. All right, so really going back to it really quick, do you think Barkley's career is going to have a good life in Philly?
I think this could be a situation where less is more. Mm. He's going to be asked to do less, and it might actually help him do more. He might have a better year just because they can't focus on him every single play. So I can see Saquon doing well in Philly. You know, I mean, he just had too much of a load, I think, in with the Giants. And I mean, the quarter got paid because Saquon Barkley, you know, took the pressure off of him, basically.
True. Do you think it matters that Drew Lock is now a Giant?
No.
doesn't matter. No.
Doesn't matter.
Do you think it matters that Devin Singletary is a Giant?
I mean, the only thing I think of is he had to sign somebody.
True. I mean, someone has to be the running back.
I'm kind of surprised they didn't go with one of the bigger names that would have cost less. But I don't know who. I really don't like.
No, that would it really honestly it probably would have been Baker Mayfield who moved teams. Though you know Jimmy Garoppolo does need a new team.
No.
Sure he does.
If Bill Belichick was still head coach, you know, he could go back because you know we all know he loved Mr. Garoppolo. So
he did. So he definitely would have been he definitely would have had a home in New England again. but speaking of New England, they signed Antonio Gibson. I remember when Antonio Gibson was supposed to be good.
He was at one point.
Yeah, and they signed what's his face? They signed Austin Hooper, who I forgot still plays.
Yep, so they still have their two tight ends. They have Austin Hooper. They have Hunter Henry still. They re-signed him as well.
And they have Jacoby Brissett back.
They have Jacoby Brissett. I mean, obviously, they're going to draft a quarterback at three. I mean, I think they'll be happy with whichever one of the big three is there, which will probably be Drake May.
Mm-hmm.
They still don't have a wide receiver, I don't think.
they re-signed... what's his name? Cinch, yell at the radio. What's his name?
Jalen Reagor?
Kendrick Bourne.
Yeah.
Jalen Reagor. You know, and Mac Jones is gone, and I know Cinch is very sad.
Mac Jones is gone. They still have Zap, though.
They do still have the Zap, and I'm very excited about the Zap.
But, yeah, Mac Jones is now in... Where did he go? Back up Jacksonville. That was
no way he's beating out William Trevor Lawrence.
He's not competing. He's quickly a backup. I don't know.
But it's good to see. You know, they got Jacoby back, and he was always an okay quarterback.
No, I like Brissett. Brissett is capable quarterback. He definitely is. I mean,
he is.
Like in the years where like you know, Matt Hasselbeck won a Super Bowl, you know, right in the coattails of the defense and strong running game,
mm-hmm.
Brissett could do that on a team. I mean, he's not gonna win you a championship, but he wouldn't you know kill you if you had like the best run game and defense in the league.
He's the Joe Flacco 2.0.
Joe Flacco, yeah.
And, you know, technically, Zeke Elliott is still a Patriot, but he's a free agent. Yeah. He's an unrestricted free agent. Technically, he is still a Patriot.
He's not going to be on the Patriots.
No, I think it was a one-year experiment. And at the end of the week, if I see that the Bengals signed him, I'm not going to be shocked because that's where... That's what all the rumor was last year where he was going to go. So, I don't know. All I'm going to say is if he becomes Bengal, just don't fumble, please.
I mean, if he's asked to do...
split
the load with Zach Moss, I mean, he could probably do it for another year or two, but you have to find another answer eventually, though. But
you do.
Especially with that good of a team. But, you know,
this is okay. So here's my tinfoil theory, right? So the Bengals trade T. Higgins to the Vikings for Justin Jefferson, and then they pick up because let's face it, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is probably not going to be a Chief very much longer. They pick up Clyde Edwards-Helaire. They have now rebuilt the LSU championship team. And then they go on to win three Super Bowls, and I'm good.
Oh, God. This is wishful thinking here. Okay.
It is. I mean, but, out of all of that, the most likely thing is that they sign Clyde Edwards-Helaire because he's not going to be a Chief.
I mean, yeah, you know, the Justin Jefferson thing is great. Can you imagine Chase and Jefferson on the same team other than LSU? But,
they don't have the money for that. But actually, no, wait, he's on his last year. He's on his last year of his rookie contract. So how would that work? I don't know.
Good for 1 year, but, you know.
I don't know. I don't know. It works in my head. in some, you know, Madden fantasy land. But like I said, the most likely thing out of all of that is Clyde Edwards-Helaire being a Bengal, because they could pay him who knows what, like not much, because, yeah. So. So weirdly, you know, we've been babbling for an hour already.
Oh my God. Have we? I mean, there's just, yeah, there's just so much free agency stuff. I mean, you could talk about, we couldn't, can't get to everything even, so.
No, you can't. You can't. And there's going to be more of this in the next few days, so.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure next week there will be even more.
Not as much of a frenzy, but definitely going to be some more.
Yeah, definitely more. So with that, do you have any final thoughts?
Oh, I mean, final thoughts. I mean, we didn't even get to like Russell Wilson being a Pittsburgh Steeler,
you know,
which is funny.
That's funny. We can talk about it because we have time. It's fine. It's fine. Russell Wilson being a Steeler might be one of the best Christmas presents the Bengals could receive. I never liked Russell Wilson. So let me just throw that out there. But if you look at Russell Wilson's career last 4 years, it's not what it's like. He won the Super Bowl, and ever since then, wait, did they win the Super Bowl then lose it, or did they lose and win? I forgot what order it happened in.
I don't know.
I don't remember. But anyway, since those Super Bowls, it's kind of been on a slow decline.
They won and lost.
They won and lost.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was also Cinch's fault. The losing part. He's not the quarterback that he was, and the AFC North is stupidly competitive, and I don't see him. Okay, is he better than what they have there now? Yes. Is it gonna help them at all? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't think so. And I'm trying not to be biased as a Bengal fan. I realize that, but just looking at the team, I don't know how much he helps it.
Again, last year he threw more touchdowns.
He did.
Than the Pittsburgh Steelers had.
He did.
In the last 2 years.
This is very true. This is very true.
So, sorry for Kenny Pickett, but he is definitely an upgrade.
He's definitely an upgrade. That is true. But yeah, I don't know.
So a team that still finds a way to win
somehow,
you know, 10 games a season.
I don't know how. I really
9
don't.
To 10 games a season that they even with Kenny Pickett there. This is going to help them. I mean, I don't know if it's going to increase more than 10 or 11, because again, you have to contend with the Ravens, the Bengals, and that other team.
That other team whose defense is actually okay.
Yeah.
Their offense, not so much. But their defense is okay-ish.
Yeah.
Sometimes. But yeah. Well, so at the very least, you know, him being
a
in
dumpster
Denver,
fire
at least
of
he,
the Browns.
That's true. At least him being in Denver got him used to playing outside, because
I guess
he's going to be outside a lot.
So, okay. Back to our final thoughts.
Back to final thought. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Back to final thoughts. My final thought is, man, I mean, is there any other way to show that this league is now like, you never know. It could any given year, you can go from a losing team to a contender, at least for, you know, the playoffs to maybe even a Super Bowl, or, you know, in no time. I mean, look at all the changes that have been made. Look at the upgrades. I mean, you know, 2 years ago, Houston's the cellar dweller. Now, you know, they could be a favorite to, I mean, obviously you still have, because they're in the AFC, you still have the Chiefs and the Bills and Cincinnati and, you know, all those the Ravens. You have a lot of teams in that AFC, but they could be right there in talking about, all right, who's going to win this, you know, in 2 years. So, you know, never give up hope on the, you know, the right
true.
Situation,
I mean,
the right quarterback.
In 2019, the Bengals were 2-14. In 2020, they are 4-11, right? And then in 2021, they were 10-7 and went to the Super Bowl. So,
Yep. Like,
so anything is possible. Anything is possible. My final thought.
Just waiting for that to happen with the Bears.
You know what? I never thought it would happen with the Bengals. So I am sure one day, hopefully still in your lifetime, it will happen. As long as the Bears and Bengals don't play each other in a Super Bowl, because I don't know what we would do. I think I know what would happen. Like, if something stupid happened, no matter which team it happened to, either one of us would just look at the TV and go, "Yep,
yep, exactly, yep, congrats, yep."
But yeah. My final thought is I'm glad to be back. I've tried very hard not to cough during this entire thing. So hopefully it goes away completely soon. And yeah, but really overall, like, thanks. If you're still listening, after all this time, I just want to say thanks. So that's really my final thought on this, especially in the off season and crazy free agency time of year that it is.
Yes, definitely. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Deb, as always, for listening. Hi.
Well, of course you have to say
hi Deb.
And also thank you if you leave a review, because that would be very helpful, especially on iTunes, and we appreciate that. And once again, this has been another episode of the Football Fig Nuts Podcast. My name's Craig,
and I'm Sean,
and I said that completely backwards, and I'm keeping it. Bye, everybody.